This podcast is brought to you by Hartford Funds.
How can financial advisors improve their clients' satisfaction by truly understanding the psychology through which clients make choices? Welcome to a special edition of Hartford Funds Human-Centric Investing Podcast. I'm your host, personal finance expert Farnoosh Torabi of Bloomberg Media Studios. Today we're exploring what's called present bias. It is the tendency to make choices that are biased toward whatever is easiest to do right now. We'll explore how you can help your clients overcome this very human inclination to put off the hard decisions. We're joined by one of the intellectual godfathers of behavioral economics, Professor David Lapson. He chairs the economics department at Harvard University, and he leads the university's Foundations of Human Behavior initiative. David, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
I'm very happy to say that I worked out this morning. Isn't that great? I'm really proud of this because there were probably...
That makes one of us.
There were probably a million reasons I could have come up with to not go to this class. And I think it does help that this particular workout class charges my credit card when I fail to show up without canceling in advance. So that just gives you a little insight into me. That's what motivates me. Don't charge me and I'll happily show up.
There's 7 billion people just like you.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm not alone. So we're talking about present bias today, this human habit of putting off hard decisions, whether it's working out, saving more money. What has the research shown you?
So it basically boils down to the following simple insight. What happens right now, we psychologically give full weight. What happens in the future, we psychologically give half weight, roughly speaking, which means that if there's some unpleasant task that I need to do, say, call my human resource office and sign up for a 401k plan, I don't want to do that right now. I'm going to pay full psychological price for that half an hour of misery. If I push it off till tomorrow, I'm only going to pay, from today's perspective, a half psychological price because it's coming tomorrow. The effort and irritation of making that phone call and spending that time maybe on hold or talking with some representative, negotiating this process of enrolling in the plan. If I do it tomorrow, it's half as awful, at least as viewed from today's perspective. But you can see where this is going. Mm-hmm. When tomorrow arrives, once again, it's right in front of me. Now I'm going to pay full price and I want to push that unpleasant thing another day into the future. And in this way, we postpone far too long many important things that we should be doing. And it flips on the other side. The pleasant things we pull out of the future and into the present. The bowl of ice cream, why eat it tomorrow? Looking forward in time, it's only half as good as if I eat it right now.
So what do you procrastinate on? I'm just curious. What's something that you know you should do, but you really always push it off?
Oh, I've got it all. So, my favorite example.
It happens to the best of us.
is the exercise one where I went to a gym, gave the gym $1,000 for a one-year membership, thinking I was going to go at least two times a week, probably three times a week. I was pretty confident at least two. So that would be 50 weeks, 100 visits, maybe 150 visits. It was worth $1,000 for 100 or 150 visits to the gym. And over the next 12 months, I went five times at a cost of $200 per visit. So whether it's exercise or cleaning my office or grading exams or eating well, it's all about, well, today I'm going to gorge myself and I'm going to start the hard work in the future. I think I'm pretty typical relative to the rest
human.
Of the population.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've all been there. So in my example, for me, what motivates me is knowing that there is potentially a financial ramification, a financial sort of pain point, losing money in the event that I don't attend a workout class unless I cancel in far in advance. That works for me. Is there science behind that?
Absolutely. So what's happening for you is something layering into this called loss aversion, where you're feeling very badly about the loss of the money because, hey, I didn't need to pay for this class that I'm not going to attend. And then that burns psychologically and that kind of gives that extra push to get you to go. There's many things that work to get people to actually attend the gym. Commitment is another important dimension where people are willing to essentially sign up for something, tie their hands, whether it's maybe exercising with a friend or signing up for a class. That's kind of related to your example.
When it comes to our finances, I think inherently working with a financial advisor keeps you accountable. My husband and I, initially when we got married, we hired a financial advisor. One of the big reasons was because we wanted someone to keep us on track and to not allow us to procrastinate. And we've almost felt, you know, almost accountable to this person, you know, that they're on our team and they want us to do well. And we want to, you know, follow the rules and be good clients. But sometimes that's not enough, you're saying, right? That advisors sometimes need to also be aware of this psychological phenomenon called procrastination. And so how can they, you know, get their clients to do the work, essentially, you know, on their own and be more proactive as well?
So I think the same thing that makes a personal trainer work to get someone to exercise, you can imagine an advisor as a personal trainer in the financial domain.
Right.
It's the appointment. It's the regularity. It's not just saying, great, I'll think about this, but rather saying, hey, I've got something on the calendar 2.5 weeks from now, and we'll sit down and we'll think about rebalancing the portfolio, or we'll think about some estate planning questions or getting to work on some tax efficiency. So it's, I think, often a commitment that comes in the form of an appointment where the actual work gets done, as opposed to, hey, here's some advice, go home and think about it.
Let me know what you think at some point.
Yeah. Whenever that happens, nothing gets done. So, right. You know, for me, an example of that is when one of my financial advisors gave me some documents with regard to estate planning and said, hey, read these through, make comments, and then call me back. And it took 9 months for me to call him back. And it was, you know, the mistake was trusting me to actually prioritize that. Now, of course, every day for those 9 months, I sat around thinking, boy, this is really important. I need to get these documents revised and back to my lawyer and signed. And every day it got postponed again. And we see that in the research. So another example, some work by Ned Ogenblick and Muriel Niederle and Charlie Springer, they give people tasks and they ask them when they want to do these tasks. And people say, yeah, I'm planning to do this task in 2 weeks. And then when the 2 weeks pass and the moment for action comes, these researchers go back to those same people and say, okay, you said you were going to do the task now. What is your follow through? And the people, of course, tend to postpone the task yet further into the future. And we see that in study after study.
So perhaps a good question for advisors as they're sitting down with their clients initially in the initial phase, you know, they're getting to know them and they're asking them about their financial goals. And maybe it's worth asking, you know, tell me a little about your tendencies. Like you can say, you can start, the advisor could even start and say, I tend to procrastinate, or I tend to have a hard time with X, Y, and Z. What about you? You know, because ultimately you want to create a relationship that makes sense, that works, that isn't maybe overly annoying or not proactive enough, not handholding enough. You need to know where your client lies on the spectrum.
Yeah, though it's hard for some people to say, I have a procrastination problem. Other people like me are happy to admit it. And I think one way to have that conversation implicitly is to ask people how comfortable they are setting up regular appointments.
Right.
So that doesn't require me to say, the reason we're doing this is because I have a self-control problem, because I procrastinate. Maybe I'm just setting up a regular appointment. So I think often we have these social systems that help us get the job done without being explicit that it's helping us get the job done, because without them, we would fall apart. So for me, I need the appointment. Mm-hmm. I need the thing on my calendar. I need the commitment.
Well, David, anytime you want to hit the gym, I can be your accountability partner, okay?
Excellent.
Let's make a date. Thank you so much. And for listeners who want to learn more about the topics that we've discussed or about other ways in which psychology affects investors and their financial decisions, visit humancentricinvesting.com. Until next time, I'm Farnoosh Torabi, and this has been the Hartford Funds Human-Centric Investing Podcast.
This podcast, brought to you by Hartford Funds, was produced by Bloomberg Media Studios. Hartford Funds has engaged Farnoosh Torabi to conduct this interview. Farnoosh Torabi is not an employee of Hartford Funds. David Labson is the chair of Harvard University Economic Department, which is not affiliated with Hartford Funds. The views expressed herein are those of the speakers David Labson and Farnoosh Torabi. Hartford Funds is not responsible for and does not validate any information, opinions, assertions, or statements expressed in this podcast, which are for informational purposes only and are subject to change based on prevailing market, economic, and other conditions. The views expressed may not reflect the opinions of Hartford Funds. They should not be considered construed as investment or fiduciary advice, nor should they be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security.